2019 saw a spike in federal subsidies for farmers, brought about in part by trade disputes and tariffs between the U.S. and countries like China, Canada, and Mexico. But despite leading the nation in farm bankruptcies, Wisconsin and the greater Midwest watched the majority of that money go elsewhere. April Simpson is a reporter covering rural issues for Stateline from the Pew Charitable Trusts. April, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into how the money was spread around, let's look at the bigger picture. How did federal farm subsidies in 2019 compare to the past?
So in 2019, the program paid out about $14.5 billion. And between 2018 and 2019, there were $28 billion that went out to compensate farmers that were affected by tariffs from China.
And if we look at 2019 alone, which areas of the country ended up getting the biggest boost from subsidies?
So most of those states were in the South. So we're talking Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, and then outside of that, Arizona. And those states tended to get rates that were more than about $100 per acre. The rates kind of ranged per acre between $15 and $150, and Midwestern states tended to have lower rates.
So we'll get back to that geographic issue in a moment, but the Market Facilitation Program, which is part of the USDA, has been handling these trade-related subsidies for a couple of years now, and it sounds like there was a change in their formula for awarding subsidies. What do we know about how it decides who gets how much?
So in 2018, the payments were based on the production of trade-affected tariffs, and the program was limited to a certain number of crops, nine crops that were affected. And about three-quarters of those payments went to soybean growers, and they were concentrated in Corn Belt states. 2019 was handled much differently. Those payments were instead made on a per acre basis. The number of eligible crops increased from 9 to 41. And USDA had a formula for determining how they would distribute that per acre payment. They had kind of a cost associated with specific crops, with those 41 specific crops. And the rates were set by the county rather than by the specific crop.
So it was being pegged geographically more than what was being produced. Do we know why the program changed its approach after the first year?
USDA didn't want to influence planting decisions. So they didn't want folks to, you know, try to plant more of one crop than another that they knew would receive some payments from the program. But then they also announced this program in the middle of a planting season. So it just had some wider effects.
So as we know, and as you report, Wisconsin led the nation in farm bankruptcies last year. Most of them were dairy farms. But from what you said, that more money is going to the South instead of the Midwest, it doesn't sound like being in pretty dire financial straits alone is enough to get more federal assistance.
No, it's all really complicated, and that is one of the criticisms that came from Senate Democrats on the Agricultural Committee. They released a report in November of last year that argues and has evidence showing that the payments didn't really go to the places that were hurt the most by these trade disputes.
And was there any response to that report with it being shown that the money wasn't necessarily going to where it really needed to be?
I mean, USDA has said that, you know, they didn't the regional differences didn't, you know, factor. They didn't think, you know, north, south, east, west, whatever, in making their calculations. They were trying to do something that was equitable, and obviously in including more crops impacting more people. But obviously the result is arguably, questionable.
We're talking right now with April Simpson. She's a reporter covering rural issues for Stateline, which is from the Pew Charitable Trusts. And April, I'm kind of interested in the name of this program, the Market Facilitation Program. We have heard a lot from Wisconsin farmers and people who are working with farmers here in Wisconsin during these trade wars, the uncertainty around tariffs. And what we've heard often is that what they really want is consistent, reliable access to markets, and that that's what's important going forward. And I haven't heard anything in this discussion about whether this program is actually helping them access markets. It sounds like it's more trying to make up for some of the money they're not making from not having that access.
Yeah, another one of the critiques in that Senate Democrats report from the Ag Committee is that there is no, you know, long-term investment or plan for rebuilding those lost markets. And, you know, some states like North Dakota, for example, has a harder time, you know, reaching new markets in the absence of as much interest in China.
The wet weather last year also was a huge problem for agricultural producers. It prevented a lot of farmers from planting their crops on time or at all. On the other end, it made harvesting much more difficult. Did that get taken into account in this jump in subsidies?
It did to an extent. So as you mentioned, there were a lot of farmers that couldn't get anything into the ground or had trouble getting their plants out of the ground in the fall. There were 19.6 million acres that weren't planted across the country, but those farmers could still receive some payments through the program. So they could get what's called prevented planting insurance. They could provide or file a claim for that. And if they did so by a certain date and then they planted a cover crop that was eligible through the program, they could receive, I believe, the minimum $15 per acre payment.
You've talked with farmers and people who are involved in the ag industry. There are pretty strong feelings when it comes to these subsidies. What are you hearing from people?
You know, people would rather have markets. They don't want, you know, what they consider welfare through this program. And that was a pretty consistent comment from the farmers and ag groups that I spoke with. There's also a recognition that the program has had some broader effects on local economies. So a farmer I spoke with in South Dakota, for example, was saying, you know, those kind of ancillary businesses and, you know, those folks that are providing the chemicals and the seed sampling that goes into investments made per acre, let's say $500 per acre, is not going out into the community. And some states have had to tighten their budgets to account for the ways the ag economy is hurting.
Did you get a sense from people on the ground who you were talking with that they have kind of put it together that more money is going, say, to the South versus the Midwest? Or is that something, you know, only if you're really looking at the big umbrella issues that people are really aware of?
No, people know, and there are maps that show you county by county. You know, farmers in North Dakota, for example, might be receiving a wildly different payment in their county as opposed to the neighboring county just based off of these USDA calculations. So they're very aware of the differences within the state and then also within or among different regions. North Dakota is a great example of that. So it's a big soybean producing state. And in the southeastern part of the state, their rates are about $60 an acre, which is just, you know, more than half of the top of rates across the country. And then on the other side of the state, farmers are only getting about $15 per acre. So they're getting the minimum.
In April, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is close to being official. A new trade deal with China may be on the horizon as well. Given those factors, do you have a sense of what the next year might look like for this market facilitation program of the USDA?
I think farmers are hopeful that both of these deals, you know, should they move forward, are going to be very helpful and beneficial to them. But at the same time, it's going to take a while before the markets catch up to the hurt that they've been feeling over the past couple of years.
Well, April, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
April Simpson is a reporter covering rural issues for Stateline, which is part of the Pew Trusts.